The province is streaming over $75 million into Ontario's dams. Graydon Smith, the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry and former Bracebridge Mayor, announced the funding on Wednesday, December 18, in Baysville. Yes, the Baysville Dam is on that list to receive some of that $75 million. Minister Smith said, "Properly maintained dam infrastructure is vital for ensuring the safety and well-being of our communities and the surrounding environment. That's why we are being proactive and investing in a stronger Ontario by ensuring dams across the province continue to meet our high standards and operate safely and effectively for many years to come." The minister's office noted in a statement that the rehabilitation projects will take place over the next 4 years, and could extend the useful service life of each dam for up to 100 years. There are 10 dams on the list: Herdman Dam in Papineau-Cameron Township, the Froude Lake and Lang Lake Dams, both in Espanola, and the Huntsville Dam in Huntsville. Forest Lake Dam in Smellie Township, Gooseneck Lake Dam in the municipality of Whitestone, Shaw Lake Dam in the municipality of Huron Shores, Whitefish Lake Dam in the township of Lismore and Wagita Concrete Dam in the township of Atikokan are all on the rehab list. As for the Herdman Dam on the Mattawa River, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli said, "The rehabilitation of the Herdman Dam and 9 others across Ontario represents the next step in the government's long-term plan to improve dam infrastructure to protect public safety." Bob Corriveau, the mayor of Papineau-Cameron, said, "We are extremely pleased with the announcement of the rehabilitation of the Herdman Dam. Our provincial government recognized the importance of keeping this dam safe and economically viable for the benefit of our citizens." Last year, the province announced funding to spruce up another 6 dams. In total, the Ministry of Natural Resources operates and maintains 310 dams throughout the province. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.